Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
So you're on vacation, you're leaving the house, you get a few miles away, maybe an hour, half an hour away, and you realize, oh no, we forgot something. It happened to my wife and I when we went to Florida to visit my parents over the summer. We were probably an hour out when she says, I think I left my hanging bag and all of her clothes.
Oh,
she ended up having to go and buy clothes when we got to Florida because we did not want to add 2 hours to our trip to turn around.
Right. And she said, my plan worked flawlessly.
Right. I couldn't help but wonder.
Yeah.
But this family had an interesting situation. They got about 100 miles from home, and they got out to get gas and realized their cat was on the roof of their car in the luggage. It had climbed between a couple of things. It had been hanging on to the roof for 100 miles.
Oh, wow.
They had reached speeds of up to 70 miles an hour.
Oh, wow.
So now they had a decision to make about a two-hour turnaround and take the cat back home or continue on to New York City where they were planning to visit. They decided to buy a cat carrier, one of those kind you strap on like a backpack and put the cat in the back. And they brought Ray Ray, the cat, with them for the rest of the trip.
Well, sure. Yeah.
So they ended up, the cat managed to, after a harrowing experience, managed to go on vacation with them.
Unless you are going to check into a hotel that didn't accept pets.
Well, that's just
like that.
Hide them like you did in the luggage.
Oh, I guess
and
so.
I guess don't tell anybody.
Ray Ray, shh. Just like you did before.
Have you ever snuck an animal into a place?
No.
We did.
Oh.
We went to Fall Creek Falls once, and our Pomeranian was like on his last month of life. He was pretty sick. And so we had him in one of those little pet carriers, and we would go out and do the hiking and stuff during the day, and we would put him in his little carrier under the sink. Like it was not under like a cabinet sink. It was just one that stuck out from the wall. And the cleaners didn't narc us out or anything.
Maid service didn't even hear?
I mean, he's a quiet little guy. He just sat there in his little carrier.
Okay. Some dogs would be barking.
No, he wasn't a barker. Okay. And so we would like come back and check on him from time to time, make sure he had food and water and everything.
Well, this car was going like,
70 miles an hour.
70 miles an hour. That cat's claw is probably on the top of some kind of luggage on the side. Its tail flapping in the wind.
I'm so surprised somebody driving by them didn't see that cat holding
on. I'm thinking
on.
It climbed. Climbed down maybe between
hunkered
different
down.
Things or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have a picture of what the roof looked like. But if it was just hanging on, you'd think someone been honking at him.
Right. It's kind of like the experiment that you have sometimes. I'm thinking about like when a wasp or something is on the side of your window and it just hangs on.
I had it yesterday. There was a fly on my hood when I left.
You're like, how long can this sucker stay on? And how many miles an hour can it stay on?
I've had that happen with a spider and it crawled through my window.
Oh,
Through the glass?
Wow. Yes, like it snaked its way around and came into my car, about wrecked.
I see the wasp, though, and the little wings are fluttering. It's like, hold on, hang on. And then all of a sudden, one leg goes, and then the other leg goes.
I get to where I'm watching the bug and not the road, because I want to see how long I can go before.
Yeah, you're looking at the speedometer. That horrible with a cat, though, to think of the cat and be like, oh, he lost a foot.
Yeah, but with the bug, it's like he can fly. So you're like, enjoy your new location.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was a better outcome than the movie. Vacation.
I know, right?
Yeah. Oh.
What about Home Alone? Wait, that was the opposite. I mean, they forgot the kid.
Yeah, he was fine. I mean, yeah, and he kept the house from getting robbed.
Although a movie with the kid hanging onto the roof of a car
would have been something.
Would have been something, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen those videos like where someone's like stealing someone's car or something and they jump on the hood?
Yes.
And it's like they're hanging on. And I'm like, you see the, or maybe it's AI, I don't know anymore. But I'm like, I wouldn't do that. Like,
no,
yeah,
they didn't have my car at that point.
I've hung out the side of a door before when I was a kid. The child safety lock wasn't on, and the car, the car that my parents were test driving, and I was just dangling with my knees scraping in the back.
Oh my goodness! Mm-hmm.
And some guy was like, "Your child is hanging out of the door right now."
So you opened the door while the car was moving.
I did.
That was just Darwin at work.
Well, he didn't work very hard because I am.
You managed to overcome him. So I guess your genes are okay.
Eliminating a species.
Wait, so I'm smarter than Darwin?
No, you just overcame his law.
You tricked him.
Sucker.
Well, and now you've passed on those genes.
Oh.
See, that's where I think the car, like those door locks for the kids and all, we actually broke the system. The system would have weeded those genes out of the pool.
Tom, well, you're basically Ed, like saying they would have RIP'd me.
I mean, right, it's horrible. I just can't believe you would do that.
But you hear stories of people getting so mad they just open the car door.
Okay.
When the car's moving.
I tell you, my granny had a car where the door would just swing open by itself, and my cousin went flying out of it in a, in a curve as my granny was turning, and she rolled out onto the road.
Did it have like one of those bungee cords on it where it just kind of swing out and come back in?
I don't remember.
And the idea that you would keep driving it after you knew this.
Well, I mean, at least duct tape the door shut.
Well, we learned as kids, we would just hold on to it while
we were driving. Oh, my God. Once again, Darwin was defeated.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it's about to be one of the busiest picture-taking times of the year, believe it or not. Yeah.
Is that Halloween?
Yeah, Halloween.
I guess so. I mean, you got the kids in the costumes.
Absolutely. That's why people are taking pictures. Number one on the list is Christmas, is when we take the most pictures, especially of kids. I know Tori's been hounding you about a new camera.
She wanted to get a camera, and she's got her new baby. I told her we did the same thing when we had our kids. We went and bought expensive cameras, and it was a good decision for us. We got a lot of great pictures through the years.
And now you see why I never save money. Because I turned to Tom, and he's like, it's actually a great investment. And I'm like, well, I just bought it. So, yeah.
Well, what's so funny, though, it's like, you know, you do save money because the price that it costs to take the pictures, I have a professional doing.
It's so true. And and that's what he said, because I was like, man, these cameras are expensive. And he says, but if you think about it, it's one camera versus multiple photography sessions. You're saving money.
And most cell phones now take some great pictures.
I was going to say, I got a camera right here. It's free. Come with my phone.
Hey, you can hire Kato to take your pictures.
Oh, that'll cost you more than the camera.
So, Christmas, number one. Halloween, number two. Other events is where we take the most photos.
I know. First day of school.
First day of school? Yeah, okay.
Weddings.
I see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so birthdays are one of the top times that we take pictures of the kids. Yeah. Vacations also mentioned, where we take a lot of pictures. Weddings also was something that was mentioned.
See, I don't agree with the weddings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the fact that people take pictures of the wedding
and post it
before the bride has a chance to. Mm-hmm. That's rude. You're wrong for doing that. You shouldn't even take pictures at a wedding.
You know what?
Wow.
It's kind of like at a concert. It's like, you know, could you imagine everybody's like videoing what's it called? The vows and stuff and then posting it.
Yeah, everybody's hands up in the air.
As someone who's been married, I would like to have as many pictures as possible. Someone might get an angle that no one else got.
Yeah, that's a good point. Graduations and homecoming dances is when we take in a lot of them for the kids because they're dressed up in their first tuxedo or whatever.
You mean before they go on the dance, like, not mama taking it at the dance?
No. Okay. The dance or like a prom, you know, you get all those prom pictures out there. Those are kind of cool. And then you have kids' sporting events. A lot of picture taken there. It's like you got the mamarazzis out there, paparazzis. The papa.
I
can
that.
See that. Sports events. My wife takes a lot of pictures of the Malden High band because my daughter is a drum major there. And so she's out there with that big long lens taking those pictures every week.
Does she have that? Because I remember that camera that you had. The lens was like almost risque. It was like probably
top heavy.
It was top heavy. And he had this little camera, and I'm like, the lens went out about a foot. It's like you took pictures of your kids playing baseball.
She got every single pore on the player's face.
Yeah. No, it was Tom. Tom, because he was going to be the coach of the team. And then what did they ask you?
No, it's not at all how it happened.
He was the coach. They fired him.
Yeah, and he said, can you take pictures of the kids?
Is that how to, no, I just went out there and was helping with the team like everyone else. And they said, hey, you know, maybe you can help with the photography. Because they saw how good a photographer I was.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But Nolan Mills, right?
Do you still have that long lens,
though? Of course I do. It's a really good lens.
I mean, you can take a picture of the moon and see the crevices with that one. It just looked very unusual.
It was a zoom lens. It lets you get a shot from far
you throw,
away.
You throw on your Hawaiian shirt, and you are the perfect picture of a person on vacation. Also, kids at play is where we take the most pictures. So they can be playing with their blocks or whatever, especially when they're – and you take more pictures when they are younger than when they are older, believe it or not.
And more of the first than the second.
And here's the reason why. I agree. Here's the reason why. All the teenagers are like, yeah, I don't want to take a picture. So you're always getting resistance from the teenagers taking pictures. And especially when it's like family pictures. They'll take all kinds of selfies. But the average person, how many pictures do you think they take in a month?
Nowadays?
Yeah, nowadays.
1,000.
300.
Okay. About 331 pictures a month.
331.
Yes.
That seems like amateur hour with the phones now.
And you use about two of them.
Yeah.
On social media.
I go back through what I've taken and delete half of them because they're either a different, I didn't like it, or I had a better shot at it, or it's blurry.
You know that you're not typical, though, because most of us have 30,000 pictures on our phone.
That's true, but I guess the average is 300, so I'm pretty normal.
No, that's
there.
300 a month.
A month. Yeah, but then people do forget to delete them. How many videos we take a month?
Not as many, but I would say 25 or 50.
26. 26 videos a month. I'm low on this.
I don't
take as many pictures and videos as the normal person, apparently, but there's some people out there doing it. And the reason that we take our selfies to communicate with their friends and family and engage with them is the reasons why we do that. For example, you know, you want to show them some experience that you are eating someplace, or maybe you got that I voted sticker or something, so you're taking pictures to communicate with your friends and family and engage with what you are doing.
I just pulled up my library. I have 35,502 pictures.
Oh, my goodness.
That is a lot. How many albums?
I don't know.
Now, do you categorize those pictures?
I mean, it does sometimes.
Well, and I take pictures of, like, the screenshots now of memes or whatever. They also say to record key events of your life and preserve memories, the reason we're taking so many pictures, and to publicize your life on social media, like having people see how amazing your life is. That's why you're posting your pictures. And you're taking a ton of those because you want to, you know, you would love to be that person you pretend to be on Facebook, but.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think sometimes we know, it's like, look at them brag right there in that picture. You can tell they're just trying to show off.
I had a buddy of mine. He has one of these fancy jacuzzis, like, I mean, it's top of the line. And he takes a picture, and it didn't show him or anything. The bubble's going, and he has this big fireplace, cost thousands of dollars. And it was playing some music in the background. Sent that video to me. So I got my bathtub, and I took a picture of my feet just to show him I'm, like, bragging. Are you bragging? I'm like, you ain't no better than me. Here's my jacuzzi and my bathtub with bubbles.
You should put a can of beans beside you.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, the world has changed so much. We have cameras almost everywhere now, and we're almost surprised when there's not camera footage of something.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, I flew down to Florida on a cheap Allegiant flight to visit with my parents who are getting older, just to kind of check in on things. And while we were gone, our kids, who are pretty much 16 and 17 years old now, or it's actually 17 and 18, they were at home alone. They were old enough to be left at home.
I saw that movie.
Yeah, it felt like that at one point. Because we got a call on Saturday morning, and our daughter told us that they couldn't find one of the dogs.
Oh, no.
And there was something happening in the house that made this even more complicated. Apparently, as soon as we left, one of the smoke detectors decided to start chirping. And so our red Pomeranian is a chicken. He's afraid of everything. And so this scared him.
Oh.
So we began doing everything we could to figure out where this dog might be. Our first concern was, did he get out at some point?
Okay.
So we went through and checked all the video footage. My wife pulls up all the footage of any time anyone came or left the house, because we've got a camera at the front door.
Okay.
And there's a camera in the backyard as well. So we were able to see when the kids let the dogs out, whether the dogs came back in or not, and we were pretty comfortable that the dog was somewhere in the house, that he had not gotten out. But they couldn't find him. They searched the house. They brought over my in-laws and searched the house.
Oh, no.
My brother-in-law, my father and mother-in-law searched the house. My kids searched the house multiple times, could not find this dog. So we actually have two cameras in our house. My wife did this recently. I'm not real sure why, but there's one in the kitchen and one that overlooks the hallway and the living room.
Uh-huh.
At 4:08 a.m., she saw this dog come down the stairs, go in the dining room, and go back upstairs. And he appeared to run back upstairs when the smoke alarm beeped. So he's clearly afraid of the smoke alarm.
Mm-hmm.
So all day Saturday, she is absolutely just distraught about what's going on.
I would be too.
I was actually worried about it. I was upset, particularly for her, because this was, quote, her dog.
I could not enjoy any time until I found that dog.
Well, that's anything. Like a bug, if you see a roach and you miss
it. You can't find
it. You can't go to bed until you find it.
I know.
I appreciate you comparing that to the roach scenario.
Yeah, I'm just saying it would bother me.
I know.
Yeah. Get a call or we got to walk the cockroach.
So my wife then found another sighting at 5-something a.m. and then there was no more sightings and we couldn't figure out. We're afraid maybe did he go find somewhere to crawl in and die? I mean, what? Where could this dog be? So that evening at about 7 o'clock, my brother-in-law was at the house. And so she said, hey, if you don't mind, they were on FaceTime. She goes, if you don't mind, make sure the food and water is full for the other dog, because we have two dogs, which that dog was doing fine. As she's talking to him, both dogs walk by. And she's like, oh, my God, there's our dog. It just came. We don't know where it came from, actually. And from then on, the dog acted a little weird, but my brother-in-law took him outside. They made sure he had a new diaper on because we put diapers on our dogs so they can't pee in our house.
He embarrasses what he is. Yeah. He's hiding from society.
Oh, he's been embarrassed for years.
It's just like a toddler when they go. They like hide and try and not make eye contact.
I do too.
We still don't know where this dog hid. I don't know where he hid that our kids couldn't find
him.
For a whole day.
Yeah.
From like about, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., where my in-laws couldn't find him. My brother-in-law couldn't find him.
He was just under the bed watching the whole time.
They looked under every bed.
They're like, come here, puppy. He's like, no, dummy.
I told him, I'm like, in our closet, the walk-in closet, my wife has clothes that go like down almost to the ground. And sometimes he'll climb under those. They looked there. They looked everywhere. Yeah. We don't know where that dog hid out.
My story is we panicked because I couldn't find Otis at all. It's me, the kids. We go. My kids are crying because I'm like, oh, no, we've let him out, and he's disappeared. We went in the neighborhood yelling his name for like an hour or two. Come back. And someone had closed up the pantry, and he just popped right out there. it was traumatic. The kids were crying. I'm sick at my stomach, and he was locked in the pantry.
I fostered a dog that almost got me kidnapped because she snuck out, and I was walking the streets trying to find her, and I was calling, and this guy comes up. He's like, are you missing a black dog? And I was like, yeah. And I followed this guy to his house, and he opens the door, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm the dummy who gets kidnapped. Thank goodness she was there. She comes down the stairs like, hey, Mom, how's it going? I'm like, whoo, child.
So it didn't almost get you kidnapped.
It could have.
Okay.
Anytime I lost my dog, I just opened a cheese wrapper. He comes running.
I told him, I said, ring the doorbell, because he usually goes ape nuts whenever the doorbell rings. He did not come out. He was playing the long game. I still, we've looked around the house, like, where could he have hidden? They didn't, they checked for him being locked. They even checked the garage to make sure he hadn't gone out in the garage when one of the kids went to get something out of the garage fridge. They could not find him in that house, but he was in there somewhere. We're still wanting to figure out where could he have been.
Well, and you want to use that same technique when the kids are getting on your nerves. Like, where did you hide last time? Because I need a little peace and quiet in here.
No, I don't know if they ever checked the toilet. Maybe he was sitting on the toilet the whole time.
No, he has diaper on.
Could have been behind it.
Yeah, well, that's a thought.
But you know what? He could have been locked in a closet. Like,
you know, no, he wasn't. They searched the house. Yeah. They did it, like, correctly.
What about the tub? Coda used to hide in the tub when it would storm.
Our tub is very nice. Yeah, we don't have, we've got a separate shower and tub, so there's no curtain or anything.
Well, then I'm out.
Okay, we're out, too. We looked everywhere. We don't know where he could have been hiding.
Might be under the fridge. That's where that roach hides.
Okay, well, our dog would have a hard time fitting under the fridge. Well, yeah. If I ever figure it out, I'll let you know. In the meantime, he is Harry Houdini of dogs.
Your dog is a Pomeranian, and I will say underneath my fridge, I probably have a dust bunny about the size of him. It looks like him. It's all puffy. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm sure other people have dealt with that. We talked about earlier on the cat that got on the luggage and went with the family on vacation. But this was definitely stressful. It pretty much wiped out one of our days down there as we worried about where this dog had gotten off to.
You just can't leave kids in charge of nothing.
Yeah, you know, you think they're old enough to take care of a dog.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Don't you hate it when people say you've been doing something wrong?
Like they said you've been doing something the wrong way?
Yeah. I got the food you've been eating all wrong this whole time.
I'm pretty sure as long as you put it in your mouth, chew it up, and swallow it, you ate it right.
Well, let's see. Okay. So they say it is dessert day, by the way, and you can celebrate dessert day or desert day, whichever way you spell it. But first one is a dessert. Cupcakes. You've been eating them wrong, okay, because they get all messy. Do you know what I'm about to say?
I've seen videos where you cut off the bottom half of the cake and put it on top of the icing.
That's what you do. You make a cupcake sandwich. Like you cut the little muffin top part of it, the icing part of it, and then you just make it like that little sandwich.
No, thank you.
I like to eat the icing topping and just throw the other away.
Well, they make it look like a big Oreo cookie right there.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Look how much trouble that is. Yeah. I hold it by the bottom and bite into it.
You bite all the icing off of it.
No, I go around in a circle.
But then you got the bottom part that you're holding onto that's just cake.
And I didn't have to get a knife, a fork, and a plate out either.
Plus, sometimes it goes up your nose. When you take that really big bite, the icing goes straight up your nose.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys having a tough time with this cupcake.
I do.
All right, you carrots. While most vegetables are best eaten raw, studies show that when you cook carrots, the levels of beta carotene go up, and they are healthier. So cook your carrot if you got carrots.
Nope. Don't eat them when they're cooked. They taste bad.
I don't prefer them cooked either. Unless they're cooked in a beef stew or soup or something like that. It's cooked in.
That's because you taste the soup or the stew.
But, to have them on the side, and those candied carrots.
All right. Foods you've been eating wrong, they say. Ice cream. If you're serving ice cream at a party, simply remove the ice cream tub from the freezer, then place it under hot water for about 15 to 30 seconds. And then invert the container on a plate, and it slips right off at that point. And then you slice the ice cream with a knife and serve it on slices with the cake instead of scoops.
You know what I still
I
saw a video where you take the half a gallon and you buy the popsicle sticks and you stick it six sticks in the ice cream, and then cut down the middle, and everybody's got their own popsicle.
Okay, that's different, but all right. How much chicken wings? Always messy. All right. So if you need hard-to-eat chicken wings and you want to make them into nuggets, just remove that protruding bone there from one side and just strips it right out.
Pulls it right out.
What are you about to... She's gagging over there. Why?
I was doing it silently.
Why?
She
does
bones.
It like boned chicken.
I can't.
She can't take a rotisserie chicken and debone it. She can't pull
off. I got you.
I'm never going to be a good mom because I can't stuff a turkey. I watched John's mom do it one year, and I stuffed it with my own vomit.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah, you got to get the boneless chicken. You got to get the boneless chicken.
It's just, it's all, ugh.
You think about that. How do they make those chickens without the bones? They're probably flopping all around.
Oh,
on the farm.
Stop.
That's a bone. How they breed those boneless chickens.
Stop.
All right, foods we've been eating wrong all along. Are you twirling your spaghetti on a spoon? You're doing it all wrong, and forget about cutting it with a knife, because pasta is eaten with a fork alone, they say, and never cut it with a knife, according to the etiquette experts. When in Italy, never cut your pasta. Doing so, they say, is considered an act of culinary terrorism.
Really?
And it insults the cook.
It's the same food. I cut my pasta.
Me too.
As an Italian, we are so dramatic.
Yeah, I would say so.
I don't live in Italy.
Okay.
So what do you do with, lasagna? You just put the whole thing in your mouth?
I twirl my lasagna, too, just like I do with spaghetti. Okay. So oranges. Struggle to peel an orange, they say. First, you cut off the top and the bottom of the orange, and next you make a cut into one side of the orange until the knife reaches the fruit center.
Yeah, and then you peel it off around
the
edge.
And then you just peel it off, and it looks like that. It's all fancy. It's a fancy way to eat orange.
No, you just stick your finger in the little hole and rip.
Yep.
What in the world? Why are we getting utensils involved?
That's a country way of doing it.
And sometimes it's too thick to get your fingernail in it,
mm-hmm.
or if you just cut your fingernails, I just bite into it.
Yeah.
And pull the...
Yeah, there's no need to have anything need to be washed after peeling an orange.
Right.
Okay, how about peeling your banana? If you are peeling your banana from the stem down, you're doing it wrong, they say. Take a hint from our, ancestors, and flip your fruit over so you're now peeling from the bottom rather than the stem down.
Yeah, you get to peel from the nipple end.
Why?
Yeah, I mean, how do you do it? Explain that one, because I didn't understand it.
I don't like doing it. I've tried it, and it's harder to peel because you can't get the skin off.
They say give your banana a gentle squeeze right at the bottom and the peel of the peel, and watch the pop off with ease.
You know, I make banana puddings every Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So I'm peeling bananas a lot. I use a knife.
Okay.
I just take a knife to the stem and a knife to the bottom.
Well, I learned something new. I had no idea that bananas had nipples. And,
you don't know that little thing at the end of the banana that you always have to take off?
I had no
idea.
Or
did you eat it? That little hard part at the end of the bottom of the banana.
I do not ever eat that.
Yeah.
Why? Did you come up with that?
What?
Calling it that.
Well, what else? I don't know what to call it.
I just called it the butt. Is it not the butt?
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah. How is that worse?
It does look like a butt, though. If you
what
think about
does?
It. The bottom of the banana. But no.
The flat
butt
part.
Of the banana.
No, yes.
No,
I call the pizza crust butt, the butt of the pizza.
I mean, you never
oh,
see a
weird.
Banana wearing a bra down there.
To be fair, I've never seen him wear undies either.
I'm looking at the banana nipple.
Oh, you better turn on safe search.
There it is.
Stop. Oh my gosh, the fact there are two beside each other.
We have learned
oh
something new today.
Oh my. Oh yeah, you're right. I should have turned on safe.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Tori asked me for help with something this morning, and I set about to find the answer for her.
Yeah, you're good at that.
I felt like this was something that maybe I could help her with, because I feel like she is wasting her time.
And just think, you got paid to do that for her.
Never. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I want to thank the company for giving me the computer and this time to do that.
Yeah.
But Tori told me that she has a dilemma that she deals with. She says she will be online. Mm-hmm. She'll come across a story about a child who is suffering from some disease or illness.
Right.
And on that page, it will say, please stay on and watch for at least 15 seconds.
Yeah, it's a TikTok, and it will say, you stayed for 14 seconds to help my child get the surgery they need.
Because there's a lot of doctors out there that will operate for TikTok seconds.
No, that's not why.
Well, how is that supposed to work?
It's based off views, and I guess if you get enough, then you can kind of live off your TikTok views and make money like that, so then they don't have to worry about going back to work or trying to afford whatever their child needs.
Okay, well, I did a little research in this, and I found out what's actually going on. Because Tori said, don't you feel guilty when you see that? I said, no, I just scroll.
Yeah.
Because I immediately think it's a scam.
Yes, I do.
And I didn't know how the scam worked at that point, but it didn't make logical sense for me other than for it to be a scam. Well, it turns out it's called an engagement or a baiting scam. And what happens is these scammers will find a video or a picture of a sick child.
No.
They will post the photo of the suffering child laying in a hospital bed, and they claim that every like and share will result in donations to help the child's parents pay for life-saving procedures they can't afford.
This makes me so angry I can't even think straight. You are playing with a child's life to get, I can't even think.
Well, they're not really. They're
that
just,
makes
they're,
me
they're
so
just
mad.
They're borrowing the video of the kid.
I don't know. If I had a kid, I'd be like, hey, lay up in the hospital bed. We're going to get a good picture of
you.
Yeah. And make some money.
Now, was it a video that you're watching, like the kid's moving and all? To have
you
to spend
what?
Time? Or was it just a picture?
I think they're just pictures. Okay. I'm trying to think.
Because you could see, like, if it's like a camera on a video of a, you know.
Well, here's how it works. They say, beware, this is nothing more than a huge scam. These posts are designed to tug at the heartstrings and cause thousands of unsuspecting and well-meaning users to like and share the post. Then when the posts go viral and collect enough likes and shares, the scammer swaps out the photos with different ones that will either have a scam associated with them or some message they want to get out.
Wow.
Often they'll get unsuspecting users to part from their hard-earned money or download malware onto their computers.
You know what? If scammers could use their powers for good instead of evil, our world would be a much better place. I'm like, someone spent enough time to do this shady stuff.
I'm just glad it's the Hawk and Tom page and not my personal page I'm doing it on.
Oh, great.
Whew. Yeah.
Tori's helping us spread scamware.
See, now you've got me worried. Although I don't think I've ever liked a video unless it's a friend.
Well, you're not hurting yourself when you do it. Nothing will happen to you. But what happens is then this thing all of a sudden has thousands of likes and shares, and they put an ad up for some malware instead. And so people come and they're like, well, look, it's got lots of people that have agreed with it.
But I do share a lot of videos on our social media pages that possibly could be one of these. I'm usually doing funny stuff.
That's pretty safe, I think.
But, I mean, with the algorithms and the way they can track all that stuff, surely the companies could just stop this scam stuff going on.
But the algorithm is part of what's killing me, because I've seen one and it breaks my heart, and so I will engage with it because I'm like, well, maybe. And then because the algorithm's like, well, she likes these videos, then 30 more flood my page and suddenly I'm crying all day on TikTok. Awful.
Wow.
I hate this. Is so wrong. This this makes me so mad.
I'm like, with you.
This is why I feel good about my attitude. I just assume it's a scam unless it really, really seems like it makes sense.
And Hawk, I think these companies are the ones behind this.
Oh, you
it's like
it
McAfee. McAfee started viruses just so they could sell you an antivirus package.
McAfee. Not the funeral home.
No. Is it McAfee?
That's a different virus.
They got the Norton antivirus.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you got the McAfee antivirus.
I think that they create those viruses to sell you their product.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's actually kind of genius.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have any evidence. He just thinks that.
Oh, no, I don't. it's a scam.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.